This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 has claimed more than 643,000 lives globally, more than 146,000 in the United States. There's a new milestone for COVID infections of more than 16 million globally, more than 4.1 million in the U.S. Saturday, Britain removed Spain from its list of safe countries to travel after the country measured a spike in new coronavirus cases. That decision means those visiting Spain will have to quarantine for 14 days following the return to the U.K. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer for the U.K., Jonathan Van Tam, said the decision came after a tipping point with new data about the level of disease in the European country. Anybody returning to the U.K. from Spain, either from the mainland or the Balearic and the Canary Islands, are after midnight, BST will be required to self-isolate. Commenting on the government's response, Van Tam said things can change very quickly and added that things have changed quite remarkably fast in Spain. Brazil registered an additional 1,211 deaths attributed to the novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period and more than 51,000 confirmed by the end of Saturday's reporting. The South American nation has now registered more than 86,000 total deaths from the virus in approximately 2.4 million cases. The U.S. Department said Saturday Washington has dispatched a special envoy for Afghanistan to press for peace talks between the government and Taliban fighters, with the diplomat scheduled to visit Kabul on the trip with stops in five nations. U.S. Representative for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad departed Friday to travel to Doha, Kabul, Islamabad, Oslo, and Sofia, the department said in a statement. The United States is drawing down its troops in Afghanistan under an agreement struck in February with the Taliban. This is VOA News.